Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed and welcome back to the Confidence Building Challenge. Today we're talking about insecurities. So this is a big one. I know for myself that I have a lot of insecurities that cause me to, well, be insecure and to be unconfident. Insecurities for me are things that make us feel like we're not worthy, like we're not good enough. These are these niggling worries that are always cropping up to say to us, you are wrong, you are not good enough, you are crap, you don't deserve to be here, you don't deserve to take up space. And of course, anybody who wants confidence needs to firstly know what their insecurities are and secondly learn to quiet them or disprove them. I think that our insecurities crop up when we're in positions of jealousy and comparison. If you've ever felt jealous of somebody, if you've ever compared yourself to that person, then that is a sign that you have certain insecurities. So that often comes down to feeling like, oh, I have a big nose compared to this person, or I've got much more weight on my body than this person, right? Or it's stuff like, I don't have enough money to go on holiday like this person. You know, I feel jealous of that person and their ability to communicate well, and I wish that I could do that. So that's an insecurity I have, that I'm not good at speaking, or I'm not able to communicate myself and be confident in myself around other people. So that's a highlight of insecurity. So if you're wondering what your insecurities are, pay attention to those strong emotional reactions that you have when you're around other people, especially in moments of jealousy, comparison, and judgment in other people. So we have already got content about comparison on here. We've also got content about how people are mirrors and they show like our own insecurities, our own issues. So go and check those out. But I think that it's really interesting to analyze ourselves in this way to see what our insecurities actually are. And I have a workbook which will be linked on my website or on the podcast as well about going through the icky emotional stuff that's inside of us. So check out the Life Gunk Journaling Workbook. It's free to download for you to go through and discover the insecurities that are perhaps under the surface. I think it's really interesting that a lot of us these days have insecurities because of what society shows us is the image of perfection, right? We fear that we don't fit the perfect image of somebody who should be confident. So somebody who's rich or beautiful or creative or smart or has the great house, the great car, the great clothes, they have the perfect aesthetic. That person deserves to be confident, right? And we don't. These people, they get to be confident because they have the right things. They are the right people. They do the right things. But of course, this is wrong. We must unlearn this stupid lesson that has been taught to us. There is no right or wrong life, or who you should be, or what you should do. Successful is determined on a personal level. So if it's beauty, or dreams, or goals, or passions, or to-do lists, or relationships, or what you watch, or what you should read, you should determine that personally. And that image of perfection and success should be on a personal level. As long as you're not hurting anyone, including yourself, then you should just do you. Do what brings you joy and fulfillment as much as you can and savour it. When you make choices from this place and don't look around for validation about it, you suddenly have a newfound confidence in who you are and what you do. So of course, on the podcast, we've already spoke about being you. Obviously on my blog and on my YouTube as well, we spoke about authenticity, being yourself. If you can just decide that you are going to determine what success is for you, what happiness is for you, then you will think less about what society shows us should be the confident, perfect image. You have to remember that society it's kind of stacked against us sometimes. Sometimes like social media or, you know, adverts and stuff, they're trying to sell a dream. They're trying to make you doubt yourself. They're trying to make you insecure so that you'll buy products, so that you'll keep trying to fit into the system. You'll keep trying to be a part of the crowd, right? If you are a happy, confident, self-satisfied person, then you're not going to be looking outside for validation. You're not going to keep trying to buy things. And that's not good for the leaders of the world, right? As sad as it is, they gain something from your self-doubt. So be careful trying to fit in. Be careful trying to hustle for self-worth and be somebody that you're not just to try and fit a perfect image that isn't real, that is just there to trick you, basically. Instead, aim for belonging. Aim for finding people who actually see and love and value the real you. I think it's important for us all to remember that we do have gifts. Oftentimes we think that we're not talented or skilled or beautiful or amazing enough. There's nothing unique about us, and so naturally we shouldn't have any confidence in ourselves. That's all rubbish. It's absolute crap. Instead, we need to recognize, and again, I've got a blog post about this, you need to recognize that you do have gifts inside of you, that your personal superpower, your personal gift doesn't have to be something special and unique. It can be something that other people have as well, but that doesn't stop it from being something special about you. It doesn't stop it from being something valuable about you. So say you're a great parent. Obviously, there are millions of amazing parents out there, but that doesn't mean that you being a great parent is a bad thing. It doesn't mean that you being a great parent isn't something that you should be proud of. You should be confident in the fact that you are a great parent, and that is a valuable skill to have, is a great gift to have, and people will navigate towards you because you are a great presence to be around. You're a caring, nurturing human being, and I know for one that I love those kind of people. And so you should validate yourself and recognize that your gift is amazing, no matter whether it's unique or not. The other thing to do is to recognize your strengths. We all have a negativity bias, and obviously when we're feeling insecure, we can look to our insecurities as the only thing about us. That of course we have this long list of things that are so negative and bad and horrible and weak about us, right? Like I know for myself, I look to all the bad things about myself and think that they have so much more weight than the good things about myself. But instead, we need to recognize that we probably have a plethora of strengths and great things about us, gifts that we have that we share with the world on a daily basis that other people value all the time, but we just don't notice it. So we need to get self-aware and recognize that, oh, actually, I didn't realize I have this great thing that I'm able to do, that there are brilliant things about me that other people value and see and seek, and that if you just feel good in what you're doing, then that is worthy. Because I know for myself, for a long time, I was just writing what I wrote for myself. I never shared it with anybody else. And that felt really good because it was less pressure. It was less, seeking validation from other people. Like, they must say that it's good for it to be good. No, it should be if it feels good, then that means it's good. And that's perfectly okay. So you need to recognize the strengths within yourself, the passions within yourself, the great things within yourself, no matter of whether they're validated or put on a pedestal by society or not. And of course, like, I'm a practical person, I'm a logical person as well, and I know that if there are some weak spots within you, it is perfectly okay to work on those things. If you are authentically doing it, you're not tearing yourself apart, you're not hating yourself, instead you're just saying, I would like to work on this thing, then that is fine, that is good, that is great. You should make a goal, make a plan, and get to it. And this usually comes down, especially for me, to things like knowledge and fitness. We all want to improve our knowledge and for our fitness levels, right? So if those are two things that you feel insecure about, feel unconfident about, then you have every right, and I do encourage you to go at it and make a goal, make a plan, and get to it. But do it, like I say, with self-love. Do it because you love yourself and you want to grow, and that should be the only reason why you're doing it. After all, I do believe that knowledge is power, and fitness or health is freedom, and both of those things do equal confidence. So if you are investing in yourself, then no one can knock you down, and your insecurities will not speak so loudly. I think we all just need to, when we're in this time of insecurity, of unconfidence, we need to recognize that we need to adopt the growth mindset, that it's not that we are bad and we will always be bad, you know? It's about recognizing that we all have the ability to grow and learn, that things change and we change over time naturally anyway, that we should let it happen and be open to the openness of it and to not fight it, to recognize the chapters and the transitions and explore ourselves, right? Don't feel so fixed in who you are. Who you are can change naturally over time, and it can change at any point when you want it to. You can choose that to happen for yourself, that you can reinvent yourself. Again, a podcast episode that I've already done, go check it out. You can reinvent yourself at any time. Your insecurities are not fixed. They're not things that you need to hold on to every single day for the rest of your life. They're things that you can work on, or things that you can disprove by implementing a new belief, or it's something that you can accept and move on from, and instead shift your focus to the things that are great about you and have gratitude for the great things that are there in your life. The last thing that I'll say is that insecurities are the opposite of confidence. So if you are living out of insecurity, if you're holding on to your insecurities, if you're looking at life through the lens of fear and through the lens of lack, then you will continue to have all those bad things, all those negative things. But instead, if you look through the lens of, okay, so what can I do to grow? What can I do to shift my focus to recognize that I have some great things about me? Then that is you choosing confidence. That is you choosing to step towards confidence if you really don't feel like you have it. Ask yourself, are you choosing your insecurities? Are you choosing to look at society as this big dominant force that gets to decide who you are and how worthy you are? Are you in that victim fixed mindset, or do you want to be somebody who chooses to grow? So today, guys, your confidence challenge, should you choose to accept it, is to go and take a selfie in public. You need to take a selfie. I would be really impressed if you pose in a way that's like, you know, confident, really amazing, like you're a bit out of your comfort zone, and you get extra points if you do it in public. So take a picture of yourself in front of other people whilst they're watching you and it feels uncomfortable. Allow yourself to be on display, but be sure that, you know, whatever the picture comes out like, that is you, and that is okay, and that is beautiful. That is worthy, that is amazing, and that person deserves to be confident despite the imperfections, despite the weaknesses, despite the insecurities that are inside of you. You are still whole, you are still amazing, and that is okay. It's okay to be in that space of growth. It's okay to work on yourself, to explore yourself, to get to know yourself. In fact, I will always encourage it. So take that selfie, and of course use hashtag confidence challenge so that I can see it. I'll take one too and share it with all of you guys, and I'll speak to you again next week on the podcast, but I'll see you tomorrow on my blog and on the YouTube channel. Take care, guys. Bye.